Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast, and this is another survivor story.
All right, ready for a deep dive. Today, we're tackling narcissistic personality disorder.
Always ready to dive in.
And to help us really unpack this, we've got Isabella's letter.
Oh, this one was powerful.
It really was. She sent this to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. It's quite a story, really a roller coaster. I mean, she starts with this whirlwind romance, you know, those feelings we've probably all had. Kind of getting swept off your feet.
Right, you get caught up in the moment.
Exactly, and then those little doubts start to creep in. Mm-hmm. And, well, let's just say things really come to a head at her mom's birthday party. You can't make this stuff up.
And that's what's so important about hearing these stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isabella's experience, it highlights how easy it is to miss those early signs. We've all been there. It's not about blame, but about understanding the subtle ways these patterns play out.
Absolutely. So, let's get into it, huh? Isabella meets this guy, Ethan, total charmer at first, but then she describes these little comments that just sort of start to chip away at her confidence.
Yeah, the more you learn about this, the more you see those little red flags.
Right, like she talks about this time her friend Lisa gets a huge promotion, big celebration dinner, everyone's excited, and
let me guess, Ethan finds a way to make it about him.
Bingo. He somehow steers the entire conversation to this job he turned down, making it sound like this huge sacrifice, you know, like he's too noble for such things.
Classic. They always have to be the center of attention, even when it's completely inappropriate. It's almost as if someone else's happiness or success diminishes them in some way.
And this pattern just keeps repeating. Like at her friend Emily's engagement party, another happy occasion, right? Mm-hmm. What does he do? Starts criticizing everything. The venue, the food, you name it.
Can't handle someone else having the spotlight. And that need to control the narrative. Major red flag. But here's where it gets tricky. They often disguise those put-downs as honesty.
I'm just being honest, they say, with a straight face.
Exactly. But it's a way to undermine you, to make you question your own judgment.
And Isabella even says she starts to wonder if she's being too sensitive. But that's how they operate, right? They make you feel like you're overreacting.
It's a form of manipulation, plain and simple. They erode your confidence bit by bit, so you start to doubt yourself.
And that self-doubt keeps you trapped. It's insidious. So how does Isabella start to see through this? I mean, she's obviously a smart woman.
Well, it's rarely a sudden realization. But there are these moments, these cracks in the facade, and those are key.
It's like they're holding up this funhouse mirror, you know, distorting your reality until you don't recognize yourself.
That's a powerful way to put it. And it's not accidental. Remember, deep down, underneath that charming exterior, They're battling their own demons, insecurity, a need for constant validation. It's almost like they have to pull others down to feel any sense of their own power.
So how does that play out with Isabella? I mean, she mentions this dream she has of writing a book. Seems harmless enough, right?
You'd think. But for a narcissist, even something as simple as a dream can be a threat.
Really? How so?
Because it's about them, remember. It's always about them. If you're pursuing your passion, growing as a person, it shines a light on their own stagnation. And that's unacceptable.
So they can't handle anyone else's light shining too bright. It's like they have to be the sun and everyone else is just a dim little star.
Exactly. And how does Ethan react when Isabella shares her writing aspirations?
He basically shoots her down, right? Tells her it's not practical, that she's dreaming too big. So frustrating.
Classic devaluation tactic. Minimize your accomplishments, undermine your confidence, and they do it so subtly you almost don't notice it happening.
Until it's too late and you're second-guessing yourself all the time. And Isabella really gets sucked into that, huh? She talks about this big win at work, something she'd been working towards for ages, and...
Ethan finds a way to make it about him, or at least diminish her accomplishment.
You're reading my mind. He says something like, oh, that's cool, but it's not like you got a promotion.
There it is. See how that works. He takes her a moment of genuine achievement and twists it, makes it seem small and insignificant.
Ugh, it's infuriating. No wonder she starts walking on eggshells around him, afraid to share any good news.
Which is exactly what they want. They create this environment of fear and uncertainty, so you're constantly seeking their approval. Control through manipulation.
It's heartbreaking, really. But here's the thing. Isabella, bless her heart, she tries to address this head on. She suggests they try therapy together, hoping they can work through these communication patterns.
A healthy and reasonable suggestion. What's Ethan's reaction?
Oh, predictable. Complete and utter denial.
Of course. Suggesting therapy to a narcissist is like telling them they need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And in their minds, they are perfect, infallible.
Exactly. He actually tells her she's being oversensitive and that therapy is for people with real problems.
Classic deflection tactic. It's never their fault, always someone else's.
But Isabella, she's stronger than she realizes. Instead of giving up, she starts going to therapy on her own. What a powerful decision. What do you think she gains from that, even though he refuses to go?
It's huge. First of all, it shows she's not giving up on herself. She's taking a proactive step towards healing. And therapy, in these situations, even without the narcissist's participation, can be incredibly validating.
How so?
It provides a safe space to process the trauma, to start to untangle the mess of emotions and self-doubt that the narcissist has created.
Because it's so easy to blame yourself, right? To think, if I were just different or better, they wouldn't act this way.
That's the insidiousness of it.
Yeah.
But therapy helps you to see those patterns more clearly. It helps you to understand that their behavior is not about you. It's a reflection of their own internal struggles.
And it's at her mom's birthday party, talk about irony, that Isabella has this huge aha moment.
Oh, tell me everything. Birthdays, holidays, these events can be huge triggers in relationships with narcissists. What happens?
Well, Ethan shows up late.
No surprise there.
Right. And he's glued to his phone the whole time, barely even acknowledges anyone. But it's the gift he gives Isabella's mom that really takes the cake.
Oh, this should be good. What is it? Some backhanded compliment disguised as generosity.
You nailed it. He says something like, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't know you very well, but you must be an amazing mother to have raised such a wonderful woman
right. Who
just happens to be dating me.
Ugh, there it is. Centering himself, even at someone else's birthday celebration. It's never about anyone else, is it? It's all about maintaining that image of being the most charming, most impressive person in the room.
And when Isabella tries to talk to him about it later, how his behavior made her and her mom feel.
He turns it around on her.
Like clockwork. Suddenly she's the problem, being uptight and ruining the mood.
Classic deflection. They can't handle any kind of accountability for their actions.
And that's when it really hits her. You know, this isn't about a few bad habits or communication issues. This is who he is. So she breaks up with him.
Good for her. But it's rarely that simple, is it, when you walk away from a narcissist?
Oh, no. Isabella says it was like trying to escape a black hole. She was free, but she could still feel this pull, this intense need to go back.
That's the thing about narcissistic personalities. The end of the relationship doesn't mean the end of their influence. In fact, that's often when things escalate.
Because their ego is bruised, right?
Absolutely. They've lost control and they'll do anything to regain it. So what happens?
Well, according to the letter, Ethan bombards her with messages. Apologies one minute, blaming her the next, even showing up at her work unannounced.
Classic manipulation tactics. love bombing, guilt trips, playing the victim, whatever it takes to reel her back in.
And sadly, it often works, doesn't it? People get sucked back into that cycle. But not Isabella. She does something incredibly brave.
She sets a firm boundary.
She does. Gets a restraining order against him.
Now that's empowering. She recognized that her safety, her well-being came first. That takes incredible strength.
It really does. And, you know, that act of self-preservation, it's like it unlocked something in her.
How so?
She starts pouring her energy into all these things she'd put on hold, starts writing again that book she dreamed of. It's now in progress. And she's painting, hiking, just like radiating this newfound sense of self.
It's amazing what happens when we break free from those toxic dynamics, isn't it?
Yeah.
We rediscover our passions, our own strength.
Totally. And get this. She joins a support group for survivors of narcissistic abuse.
Important step. Because it can feel so isolating, right?
Yeah.
To go through that kind of emotional manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing other people's stories,
yeah,
recognizing those patterns in yourself, so validating.
It makes you realize you're not alone, that your experience was real. And toward the end of her letter, she talks about finding peace through things like mindfulness and meditation.
Ah, love that. Learning to quiet the noise, those negative voices, both internal and external, that's huge.
It really is. And, you know, ultimately what I take away from Isabella's story is this. It was never about her, right? Ethan's behavior. That's his own stuff, his insecurities, his inability to really connect.
Exactly. And realizing that, truly internalizing that, is so freeing. It allows you to reclaim your own narrative, separate yourself from their baggage.
And she really does. Her letter ends with her describing this trip she took to the coast. And you can practically feel the sea breeze, the sense of peace she finds standing on that shore. She's finally free.
A beautiful image of healing, of letting go and stepping into her power.
And that's what she wants everyone listening to know. Trust your intuition, recognize those red flags, and choose yourself. Always choose yourself.
Powerful words to end on. It's a journey, this work we do. But stories like Isabella's remind us that healing, real and lasting healing, is always possible. So to our listeners, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep diving deep.
Thank you for listening to another survivor story on the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Do you have a story about overcoming narcissistic abuse? We invite you to share your experience and help others heal. Reach out to us on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. Just subscribe and send us a direct message with your survivor story. Your story could be featured in an upcoming episode of the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.